You're about ready to go up the wall. What's your strategy?
No strategy.
How are you gonna get up the what are the keys to get up the wall?
Strength. It's tough, you know. You gotta use your arms and your legs, mostly legs, to like push yourself up, and you're probably gonna get a couple bumps and bruises because there's rocks everywhere. But basically, it's really fun. It's tiring, but it's a good workout, I guess.
As the first person up the wall, I have no comment.
Viking.
While rock climbing, I got a lot of scrapes and bruises, but now I feel more manly.
I feel manly too.
Because you're super strong?
Yes.
Okay. At first, the mountains are really big, so I felt really scared. But then later on, I climbed the mountain and I went way high.
Oh, the weather is very beautiful, and then the mountains are full of trees and it's very green. Hindwa, Hindwa Mountains.
Dwe, dwe. Dwe, dwe. Wee, wee.
I only went once, no. But then that's okay, because I'm really tired also.
Rock climbing is exhilarating, exciting, scary, and fun.
First time I rock climbed, I was scared at first, but I climbed to the top. Now I want to do it again. And now I'm going to.
I made up the two hardest ones. They were pretty hard, but I had to be stretchy and strong, and I made it to the top.
Go on the bike ride.
We're on the bike ride and we're taking a break right now. And just now I was trying to avoid a woman, so I fell into a thorn bush, but it didn't really hurt.
The bike ride was fun. I just carried my bike over a 900 years old bridge.
The road is very bumpy and the weather is very hot, so it is very hard to bike. Yeah, it's fun too.
The sun is so hot, it's killing me, so I have to drink more juice.
The bike ride is really tiring. Yeah, but I'm having fun.
The bike ride was fun, but I was going up a hill. It was really steep, and I toppled over and scraped my elbow.
Are you hurt really badly?
No, I'm fine. Yep.
The bike ride is very bumpy.
The bike ride was fun, especially because of the beautiful sceneries.
Yeah. The bike ride was super exhausting, but it's still fun.
We just took a break from the bike ride, which was fun.
And then we went on a 900-year-old bridge and spit over it.
Do you think you're the first people in the history of the 900-year-old bridge to do that?
No, the tour guide did.
Great, we just washed our heads in the river that they spit in.
But because the river is so big, it's probably okay.
Well, today we visited a farm and went to a cave, and then... Well, I had a tendency to not liking dirty things, but I came to enjoy the mud fight in the mud pool with friends. Yeah.
Because?
Today was awesome.
That's it?
Yeah.
Today was awesome.
Today was fun because I went in the mud pit and splashed everyone.
I went in the mud pit and took off my glasses and put them in my helmet. And after I washed my face, I went back to get my helmet, but my glasses weren't in my helmet, and we searched everywhere, but we couldn't find them.
And then we were walking in the cave, and once we got to the exit, we had to take our helmets off. And then I took my helmet off, and then Yuri's glasses fell on the floor, so they are on my head the whole time.
When we went into the mud cave, we worked as a team to get people through the cave. Our goal was to help people safely leave the cave and come out unharmed.
Yes. Oh, we did.
Today at the farm, I learned how to whitewash walls.
During farming, we learned how to make cement and whitewash and also farm chili and other green leaf vegetables. And finally, we learned, we visited a farmer's house. Their houses were quite big, but they were, a lot of the areas were outdoors and not very clean.
Today was really fun. We made I made lots of good Chinese dishes. First, we had some steamed pork with mushrooms, which was really enjoyable. We had some eggplant. We had some more pork, which was also really good. Some chinchai, which is steamed vegetables, and some other good stuff. It was really fun making it, and I had a great time eating it too.
My friend didn't have so much fun cooking because he burned his food.